Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
And good night. Hello.
Saif, really, I wanted to jump in here right away at the beginning and ask you what's going on. I'm a little worried about you.
Oh, okay. Okay, go on.
You were just asking Billy June...
Yeah.
Questions.
Yeah.
About his life. And
I just
want to know what's going on. Why'd you do that? Why were you asking these questions?
About Billy June's life?
Yeah, because he started answering, and when Billy June starts answering questions, I can't describe like the emotion you get when you hear him answering, because you're like, I'm hearing words, but it's also a question. I'm getting no information. It's just like a meandering of thoughts and letters in the universe. Do you know what I'm saying?
I do exactly. I know exactly what you're saying. I asked him a question because we got into, somehow we meandered into talking about someone I like. He works on a different podcast with someone I like. So I thought maybe there'd be some nugget of information about that person. And you're right. It just went.
It's
nowhere.
I've never known anyone who answers things.
I just hit
things.
My tooth on the mic.
Yo, I'd never known anyone who answers things the way Billy June does. Let's try.
Yeah.
Billy June?
Yep.
How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, man. Good. Good.
Just be Billy June. Don't try to fucking fake anything.
I am. I'm in a good mood.
Good. Good.
I'm busy. I had a good week.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's great to hear.
Yeah.
I see you sent us a bunch of emails to read.
Yes.
I'm excited about that. We're going to get to those. And in the midst of those emails, you also sent a weird screenshot of a FaceTime and text conversation. Oh, is this a conversation between you and a girl?
The text conversation is between him and a girl he went on a date with, but the screenshot is of a FaceTime with a different girl. That's the girl I know, of him, I guess, asking advice about the date or the how to respond to the date. Is that what it is?
We were on FaceTime because she was asking me for help with a video, but then that happened in the middle. So I said, help me. And she's married. So she has better
Wait, who's married?
The girl who was on FaceTime with.
Oh, okay.
She was
Right, got it. So it sounds like from this text that you accidentally, sent to us.
Before you get to the text, give me one second. He did a little Billy June there, but you didn't quite catch it because it was a slight one. We were asking him who he was on FaceTime with, and he goes, his friend, and then goes, because she's married and she knows this. What does that mean, because she's married? What does that matter? What does it matter that she's married, Billy June? Why did you throw that nugget in?
Because the way you said it, it's like, it made it like I was talking to two different girls, and like one of them is like one is a friend that's helping me out.
Okay. And you wanted to throw in that she's married.
Yeah, to establish.
You don't want to be associated with adulterous behavior. Is that what it is? Like, you think we think maybe you're fucking how do you say that word?
She also listens to this, and I don't want her to hear anything.
How do you say it, Rosenberg? Stupping someone's wife?
Stupping.
Stupping. You think we're going to think you're stupping someone's wife?
She also loves this podcast and listens to it every week.
Can we say who it is?
Yeah, you could shout her out.
It's my friend, or I don't even know if she's my friend, but I love her.
She's
her
my
name
friend.
Is Donna. She's Billy June's friend, and I
put
did
me
her
on
podcast.
Her story last night.
Yeah, she's awesome. I love Donna. She's so New York. Like, she's like, you know when people make fun of, like, yo, let's go get coffee. Like, that's her for real.
She's from New Jersey, though.
And Billy,
you know what I mean. I mean.
You just excitedly yelled, she put me on her story last night. Does she have, like, a million followers?
She has a decent amount.
Like, how many?
Oh, let me look. Not more. Way more than me.
Well, that doesn't say very much, let's be honest. I think Bear has more followers than you. Not kidding.
11,500.
Okay. And she put you on story. What were you doing on her story last night?
I was on FaceTime with her, helping her with a video.
Okay.
She wrote, this dude, I tell you, I'm lucky to have friends like this. Thank you for always making sure I'm all right.
Wow, look at that.
I don't know if people are seeing this video. They're probably just listening to our podcast the normal podcast way, and thank you for doing that. You're helping her with her video, yet your video right now looks like absolute shit.
Yes,
I'll show it because I took it off. Yeah.
Do you have a fog machine in your room?
No, it's the sunlight from the windows.
Oh, that's better. No, that's better. Let the sun in, Billy June. Let me see that. Oh, hold on. Keep going. Open it up a little bit. I think it looks good like that.
It keeps coming off. I haven't rearranged my apartment.
All right. Now, Saif, it's important to note here, though, in this text conversation with the girl he went on the date with, she does sound kind of interested.
Yes. Yes, it did look like a little cute little exchange.
She says, LMFAO, it wasn't that awkward. I had a really nice time, though. Didn't even say thanks for the dinner and drinks, but LOL, but thanks. And for someone so, quote, nervous, you seemed pretty confident and talked a lot. Laughing faces. Billy June.
You know
she
Billy
June. GTF, baby.
You know Billy June's nickname in the comedy world is Nervous. They call him Nervous. That's his name.
No, I did not know that.
They think, okay, listen to Billy June's life is literally like awkward Inception, the movie Inception.
Yes.
They think his real name is Billy June, and then his nickname is Nervous. But his name is not Billy June. That's our nickname for him.
Some people know my real name.
like Michael Che, like, doesn't know who I'm talking about when I say Billy June. He goes, who's that? And I go, oh, Nervous. He goes, oh, Nervous. I love Nervous.
Yo, who gave you the nickname Nervous?
He did. Michael
Che. Oh, Che gave you that name.
Yeah, it's a long, so, yeah.
I wonder why he'd give you that nickname. It's hard to figure out. I think our audience would need a detailed story as to how you could have possibly stumbled onto that nickname. All right, so Billy June, it sounds like this girl's DTF. That's the point.
Yeah, we had an awkward hug because of COVID.
Wait, what did you mention in the text message to her for her to reply? Because we only see her reply in the screenshot you sent to us by accident. So what did you say to her for her to say it wasn't that awkward? Why are you even bringing up things being awkward?
Oh, she said, I'm home. And I said, so am I, because we both live, like, close to each other.
Okay.
I said, make sure you let me know when you get home. And I said, as we finished giving each other a hug, an unmasked drunk dude came up at us and was like, yo, do you know where we are? I'm lost. And I was like, no, dude. And I just, and then we had to awkwardly walk like a block with each other and then cross. So I said, so glad that unmasked awkward guy asked us for directions. Like our awkward hug wasn't awkward enough already. And I laughed.
That's a fucking soliloquy of awkward.
I know. So good, that was the,
you know, good job, Billy June. This sounds, can you imagine, Syph, the sort of psychotic, crazed behavior that would go into a woman who's considering fucking Billy June? Like, can you imagine how damaged this woman would be? Like, every woman, you know, it's, we can never understand what women are going through and why they like who they like. But imagine the level of self-hatred, sadness, misery.
No.
To be thinking that she goes home and she's like, oh, God, I want those nervous hands all over me.
Nah, he's cool, man. Billy June is cool.
I'm a nice guy. I'm not an asshole.
Yeah,
no,
he's
you're not
a nice
at all.
Guy.
No, there's more he's than in, that to Billy
he's,
June.
He's interesting. He's interesting.
She thought I was very funny.
Well, no, here's the best thing
which,
I can say about Billy.
Which shocked me.
Here's the best thing I can say about Billy June. Billy June, I'm never going to hold back on, as you can tell, we don't really hold back on things about you. There was a period of about 5 years ago when Billy June was like starting to become the more normal Billy June.
Uh-huh.
When he was just getting to know people. And you tell me, Syph, I'm sorry, but let's talk like Billy June's on here. And you would go out with him and he would corner you. And never shut the fuck up.
Yes.
It was so fucking crazy.
Yes.
It was, and now he's actually like turned into a somewhat socially normal. I'm not gonna go as far as cool because I think that's a gross distortion of the word cool.
Yeah, but somewhat, but yes.
Somewhat normal, funny, interesting guy. But when he first started, Billy June, are you able to look back at that time and remember when you would corner people and ramble endlessly about God knows what?
Yep.
And I'm still I love Billy June.
Right.
I'm actually a Billy June fan and an advocate for Billy June. And I still have PTSD. if I see him at a comedy show, I go, "Oh, fuck."
And yeah, you did that to me on the day I was shooting my project.
It's like I don't work with him we talk every week. We do this show. We talk in the middle of the week about this show. And I saw him at the Cellar and he was so weird and awkward that it didn't even register to me that it was him for a couple of seconds.
Because
who is this stranger? Talking to me like this, I'm like, oh, it's Billy.
Well, Syph, that was also funny because the guy. All right, so there, I'm gonna have a video come out probably this week, but it was with comedian.
Just finish the thought you were.
But it's with this comedian Mark Norman, but he knows me as Dan Robinson. So I said, "Hey, Syph, what's up?" And you went, "Who the fuck is that?" And Mark said, "It's Dan." And you went, "Who's Dan?" I went, "It's Billy, Syph." And you went, "Oh, I don't give a shit."
Why didn't I recognize you? Did you have a mask on?
I had a mask and a hat on. And I was holding a camera, which you probably were confused about.
Okay, yes. He had and this is a very horrible description, and I don't mean to offend anybody or trigger anybody, but he had like a mask, glasses, hat. He had like a Woody Allen-esque vibe. You know what I mean? when a Jew hides, like a Larry David.
Yeah,
like I'm sure, when Larry David goes to a public event, he'll wear like a hat, and then now that masks are essential, it's even better. Like you can cover up. And I was like, "Who the fuck is this guy?"
No, but the point is, he said it's Dan, and you said who, and then I said it's Billy, and you went, "Oh, I don't give a shit." And Mark was very confused.
By the way, Syph, you should also be known. This is not the first time I've heard that Billy June has given off very Woody Allen vibes.
You know exactly what I mean. The hat,
Oh yeah.
And now everybody with glasses always has fogged up glasses
because
of the COVID mask.
Oh God, that's such a downside of the whole mask thing. You got to be ready, Billy June, for this to be over.
I got shot one. I'm waiting for shot two.
Oh,
now,
God.
Did you qualify? Is real quick. Is like painfully awkward a reason to actually be able to qualify for the shot?
I have asthma.
Sife, do you have your second shot?
This is the most I laughed in a long time. April 12th, 2001. Who knows when you're listening to this? I will get my shot two of the vaccine.
2001?
Sorry, 2021.
I'm getting mine 2 days before you.
Yeah, I got second shot April 12th.
Yo, I wish I was getting a shot.
You can. You're fat also.
I don't qualify. I checked. I'm below the threshold.
Just fucking... Bro, listen to me. Listen to me. All these... I can't stand you fucking liberal fucks. And I'm liberal, obviously.
I don't want to
take the shot away from someone needy. A BIPOC might need the shot. Here's the deal. These places that are getting the vaccine, if they don't distribute all of them, they lose the opportunity to get another batch. So they want to give out these shots. Now, unfortunately, nobody is telling the deserving people or the eligible people how to get the vaccine. So there's just vaccines sitting around, nobody getting them. So just find a spot, use your connections, and go get the shot, because otherwise that place might not even be able to get another round to help deliver them or distribute them.
All right, so how do you think I should get one?
I'll tell you how to get one. But literally, there's a self-attest letter.
You're fucking Peter Rosenberg.
There's a self-attest letter, and I didn't have a doctor's note, but I signed the letter, and they're like, are you being honest that you have asthma? And I said, yeah, and they go, all right, cool, here's the shot.
They have to give them out. They have to give them out.
But I can't outright lie either.
Why not?
I can't say I have asthma.
Why not?
I just can't.
Why not?
I feel bad.
For what?
Okay?
For who? For who?
The people.
What people? You're going to get it eventually. Just go get... You're Peter Roseman. You know a doctor. Get a doctor to write you a note that you're fucking fat, your BMI is out of control. Get a shot. That's what I did. Get the shot and be done with it. You're not stealing it from anyone. You're going to get it in a month or two months. Just get it. Get back to living. Let's get back to living.
Let's see what happens here. I'm going to go through the information. Oh,
wait,
no,
Billy, What's the Twitter that everybody's talking about?
TurboVax. They let out like 2,000 appointments a day on there.
Go to TurboVax.
What's TurboVax?
It's a website where they announce where there's appointments available.
Oh, really? So maybe I could snatch one. Maybe I could snatch one in Maryland right now.
Yes.
So I ended up on TurboTax.
It's a Twitter account. Wow, I snorted. That doesn't happen often.
Wow, that was horrible, Billy June. TurboVax, it looks like, is for New York.
Oh. Okay, well, you live in New York, so.
And suck wait, down, now, Billy June.
Suck down
saying...
your matzo ball soup and your fucking gefilte fish tonight and, you know, save a seat for Elijah and then go back home and get your fucking shot, man.
So, Billy June, are you saying that with these ones... it doesn't even matter your qualifications. It's just like they have room.
It literally says, are you qualified?
Bro, they don't care. The people, when I went to get the shot, you think filling out the form is a big fucking deal. And it's all, you know, the world is collapsing and you got to do these government protocols to get the shot. I went to the place to get the shot. There was a Latina girl. She was a little heavy set. Not
wait,
important.
Wait, what was she?
Latina. Latina. And she recognized me, and okay. I was like, oh, she's basically, her face was like, I don't care if you have an appointment. You're Cypher Sounds. I'm going to get you a slot. You know what I mean? But I had an appointment. But it didn't matter. She was like, oh, you go in. It's not like some exclusive VIP changing, you know, VIP lottery where you change the world. You go in, you get a shot, you leave. Like, it's not no crazy. It feels crazy because it's like, you know, all COVID government protocols, but it's just a shot.
Well, I, also, you guys had something in common because she was.
Huh?
Go ahead. You guys had something. You guys had something in common because she was.
Me and her?
Yeah.
BMI?
No. No.
Latina? She was. Latina.
For some reason, nothing is funnier to me than the fact that you are actually Latino, but yeah. When you do that, you sound like a white person trying to be down with Latin people.
I'm trying to say it the right way, Latino.
But you're so New York and Latino. Not Hispanic that when you do it, you become this caricature of someone who wants to sound Latin, but you are. So
wait,
it's so, amazing.
Well, how should I say it, Latino?
That would be more you. Like, yo, he's Latino. I don't know.
I don't know why I can't. My brain doesn't let me say it that
you
way.
You go. Well, you know, he's Latino.
Well, now I have to say Latinx.
Latinx. Although I think that's really a thing in the U.S. So if you go other places, they might not know what you're talking about.
Oh, really? Also, like white people in America saying African American for all black people.
Correct.
And then they go to another country and be like, oh, look at these African Americans. They're like, I'm not African or American. I'm British, you fucking prick.
Yeah, I'm Jamaican British. How about that? So I'm looking up appointments now. That's pretty interesting.
Man.
Yo, fam. I feel like I should just go get my shot, man. Because I do agree with you. The people are getting the shots. It doesn't make a difference. There's no
matter.
If you don't get it, they're just going to get wasted.
The spot, I was going to go get it at a friend of mine's spot, and she tried to make me an appointment, and she said she can't do it anymore because they're not getting the next batch because they didn't distribute. They got like 90,000 or something, and they only distribute like 75. And if they didn't get rid of all of them, they don't get to be in the program anymore. And I was like, why didn't you just distribute the? She goes, nobody was coming. Nobody was coming to get it. These people don't know that just all this eligibility shit is not, it's just, nobody's even, they don't know that they're eligible. Nobody's telling them.
Yeah, the whole thing is super fucked. Here are some for next Thursday. On 8th Avenue. You guys should just take one?
Yes.
Just say fuck that?
Yes.
And maybe I'll walk in and the person administering the shot will be some sexy Latina.
Latina. Oh, what's up? Mira Rosenberg.
Oh, hello. Soy Latina. Do you want to talk about rap today?
Yes.
You sure?
Yeah, sorry. I was having a good old time. Roasting Billy
No, June. Please. I enjoyed that. Here's my question.
I sent you guys a big list of shit, and you said, let's use all of it.
Let's go through Rosenberg's list. I mean, let's go through Billy June's list.
But also, I sent you all those emails of people that really liked what you guys talked about last week.
We'll go to emails in a second.
Yeah, because we'll get to emails, but first we got to do hip-hop. And in order to do hip-hop, we got to go through Billy June's list.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the WANEP. Oh, first of all, I have a gripe. WANEP fans, WANEP is dead is the podcast. We're back. Subscribe. Hit that like button. Review. Patreon, please. Hit that Patreon. We appreciate it. Here's something I need you to do. I need you to go to all your friends and family. And Rosenberg, you tell me if you've been dealing with this as well. I need you to go to your friends and family and on Twitter and Instagram and explain to people that the name of our show is not Juan EP.
No, I don't hear that as much as you.
Are you dumber? Are you serious?
I don't get Juan EP.
I get almost everybody Juan EP. Oh, you're doing the podcast Juan EP.
Why do you know people that are this dumb, though, is my question.
I guess they're not fans. They're just from my other life. And they're like, oh, are you doing Juan EP? No. No, I'm not doing Juan EP. Doing Juan Ep is dead. How do we show that the right way?
Juan Ep?
You have to hear it, reading it.
Well, hold on. An easy way to do that should be capital E, lowercase p. That should do it.
I don't know.
That really should do it.
What should it be? Capital E, lowercase p, period.
No, that doesn't help at all. I don't think that helps.
All right. Well, that's my gripe. All right. Well, let's get to some hip hop.
All right. So, Sif, you want to lead us through the list of Billy June fuckery?
All right. So Billy June gives us some hip hop themed content for around the week of us dropping the podcast. So
Sifa, side note, I noticed there's one typo because of autocorrect. So when you get to it, I'll explain.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Or I'll just infer on what I think it means and keep going on with my life.
That's fine.
So he gives us a lot of hip hop birthdays, this day in history, blah, blah, blah. So we'll start with 327. 327, in 1984, Run DMC released self-titled album, Run DMC. Okay. In 1975, Ski-Lo was born. Ski-Lo birthday. Happy birthday to Ski-Lo. And in 1969, okay, Freddie Fox was born.
Okay. See,
happy
now,
birthday to Freddie Fox.
What year? 1969? Yo, man, I do love me some Bumpy Nux, just to be clear.
Yeah.
The other stuff, though, Sif, what you want to do an episode around Ski-Lo's birthday, perhaps?
Like, you got to understand, this content Billy sends us, this list is like, oh, maybe we'll do a show about that. Like, you know, Big Pun's death day is the same as Jay Dilla's birthday. That's
right.
A significant episode. That's something we need to talk about. Ski-Lo's right. Birthday.
Right.
No offense to Ski-Lo. Never met him. Might be a nice guy. Had a very big tune in the hip-hop zeitgeist.
And by the way, a tune that I do really like. Like, it is a fun little... The video is great. It was a cute, cute song.
I never played it, but if I'm...
No,
in
it never
a, like,
played.
If I'm in a college bar and it comes on, I get joyful.
There you go. Because, yeah, I don't know that I've ever at a party. I don't know that I've ever at a party heard it or played it.
I know I have it in my laptop. I've never played it.
And it's a great, the video made me laugh.
And it's the first time I heard the term baller. Like, I don't think that's where baller comes from, but it's the first time I heard it.
Remix.
If you're not watching this, Rosenberg has the laptop to his face mic.
Sif, all the remixes you need. Yo, people used to do almost too much with the remixes, let's be honest. Jeez Louise. So happy birthday, Ski-Lo.
Happy birthday, Ski-Lo.
You know what? I bet there is interesting shit about Ski-Lo, by the way, that we know nothing about.
Okay, but here's the thing. If there is, why didn't he send it to us?
So, you know what, Sif? That's a tremendous point by you. Tremendous. He has to say, yo, by the way, did y'all know that he's cousins with so-and-so?
Right, and- or did he do the beat? Did he change his name and become one of the greatest producers of hip-hop? What was the significance of that song? What was up with the deal? Like, give us something, Billy. Because maybe digging into Ski-Lo's one-hit wonder life is a one-up moment of fucking dope-ass hip-hop history. But he just wants us to say happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Ski-Lo. Billy June, what did you think of that segment?
Horrible.
What? What? Oh, that was tremendous.
Right,
what else
we do the next
there,
one?
What else do you see, Sif? Yeah.
328. 328 in 1995, ODB releases Return to the 36 Chambers, the dirty version. In 2000, Common Like Water for Chocolate. What is Dog on Opposite of H2O? What is that?
Drag On. It was a autocorrect.
Yep. Oh, Dog On.
Dog On is Drag On.
And that was also on the same date in 2000?
Yes, it was.
But you didn't write 2000 next to it.
Because it's underneath in the same tab. It's like bullet points.
When you look at this copy and paste, you think that it makes sense?
I wrote it in my notes, in a note thing, and then I copied and pasted it to you.
You got to proofread. You got to proofread. It looks like Common Like Water for Chocolate, Dog On Opposite of H2O. But okay, Drag On album. In 1966, Cheryl Salt James was born from Salt and Pepper, I'm assuming.
Okay.
And in 1971, Mr. Cheeks from The Lost Boys was born. Happy birthday to Salt and Mr. Cheeks. That was 328.
So, anything 328. There? I will tell you, I love Mr. Cheeks.
Love Mr. Cheeks. Shout out to my brother Jamal that used to be the Lost Boys road manager.
Yeah, I'm a big Mr. Cheeks fan. I'm a big Lost Boys fan. I don't know. Now listen, we should have gotten Mr. Cheeks for this week, though. This could have been a good opportunity just to have on Mr. Cheeks.
Even have Jamal on, tell Lost Boys stories. Rest in peace, Freaky Ta. Was one of my favorite ad-lib guys in the hip-hop game.
Oh, yeah.
One of my favorite ad-lib guys. Dope
There's
voice.
No doubt. Yo, do you remember when there were so few deaths in hip-hop that, like, Freaky Ta really got, like, the appropriate amount of, like, shout-outs and recognition?
Yeah, yes.
Because there'd only been a handful.
Yeah. Now we're so used to it.
Big L and Freaky Ta were very close to the same time. That was
and they both died tragically. I mean, I guess anyone dying is tragic, but you know what I mean.
But no, they were both murdered.
They were killed, yes.
So Big L and Freaky Ta were close together, and like people would always say when they were doing their rest in peace shouts, yo, Big L, Freaky Ta, like that was, they were almost together. Now, if we were to try to just go back 1 year on the amount of hip-hop deaths, Syfe, when they did the Grammy thing a couple of weeks ago where they went through, I was like, oh, my God, I forgot. Oh, wow. It's crazy.
No, it's nuts. It's nuts.
So do you want to spend the rest of the show talking about Quando Rondo's birthday or whatever else Billie June put on that list?
No, well, can we just do the next day?
Yeah, keep going.
3:30. Oh, 3:30 is a big one. In 1962, okay. MC Hammer was born on 3:30.
I do think Hammer is worth an episode at some point.
I do too. Billy, can you try to get us MC Hammer?
I have his number, I believe.
I actually would love to do an MC Hammer episode.
Let's try.
He was the shit. And like the shit that I love, which is like, you know, party music. The shit he was making in the early days in Oakland was like, you know, like Too Short and them were making like street music, and Hammer was making like club bangers even back then. You know what I mean? It's worth a chat.
I just attempted a text to him. Let's see if he responds.
How do you have Hammer's number? That's great.
Ran into him at a random event several years ago.
Love it. 3:31. In 2003, The Roots release... is it Fernantology?
Phrenology.
Yeah, there's no T in there. I apologize. The Roots released Phrenology. 1986, J-Rock was born on 3:31. Happy birthday, J-Rock. 1978, Tony Yayo was born.
Okay.
And, of course, in 1976, Shorty Lowe. Shorty Lowe was born. Oh, he died too, right?
He died.
Shorty Lowe died too. Rest in peace. April Fool's Day. 4-1. Okay. April Fool's All Day. Right. 1949. Yeah. We're in the 40s now. 1949, Gil Scott-Heron was born. April Fool's Day. And also in 1971, Boots Riley. Boots Riley was born. I'm sorry. Who is Boots Riley?
You believe that it would be Boots Riley from The Coup.
I don't know Boots Riley. I don't know any of the Coup music. Is it good?
I never spent a lot of time with The Coup's music, but Boots Riley went on to become a big-time film director.
Really?
Yeah, the dude from The Coup, Boots Riley, went on to do a lot more than that.
He did Sorry to Bother You.
Shut the fuck up, Billy Jude.
I'm trying to tell you what he did.
You don't think that when I said he's a big director, the next step was going to be me telling Seif what he directed? I'm not a loser.
Okay. He also is in a band with Tom Morello from the Rage Against the Machine.
Did you say from the Rage Against the Machine?
No, I did not. You're
yes,
putting
you
words
did.
In my
yes,
mouth.
You did.
Yes, you did.
Yes, you did.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
You sounded like
said,
a fucking
fuck
grandmother.
Up.
A grandmother. Is it the Rage Against the Machine?
That is what you just did. See, that's what you get for overstepping, you piece of shit.
What did he direct?
Oh, Seif, I'm glad you asked. He directed the film Sorry to Bother You, starring Lakeith Stanfield.
Oh, that movie is... No disrespect. Horrible. Yo.
You think it's shit, miss?
I love Lakeith. That movie is a fucking weird. I went to the theaters to see that.
I never
you know
saw
me,
it,
I try not to hate. I try not to hate on nobody. That's a fucking junker.
You really didn't like it.
Oh. But you know what? Kudos.
Oh, was that a play on words?
No.
Kudos.
Oh, kudos. No.
All right. So who else is on this list? And by the way,
okay, this is almost done.
Juan Epper should tell us because I've never really listened to The Coup like that. Like, I remember a couple of songs from the, what was it, Kill My Landlord?
I never really listened. Is The Coup like the West Coast Dead Prez?
Yep. That's a good, that's.
I should probably check them out.
We probably should. We probably should spend some time with The Coup. All right, so what else you got there on the great Billy June list?
I mean, is The Coup going to be on Drink Champs or Joe Button? No. So maybe that is the angle we should go because that's the only way we're going to get anything nowadays is whatever's not on Drink Champs or fucking Rap Radar.
Or Rap Radar. Exactly. Will it not go on Rap Radar or Drink Champs? Can we get it?
Hey, we got the episode with MC Hammer and The Coup. Which, listen, I'm laughing, but I'm not mad. Like, I love our angle, but it's still like.
Well, or also, the other thing that we also offer that the Drink Champs don't, if you want a show where it sounds like the hosts are on a microphone. That's the only other thing that we. Yo, but why did you know what? Fat Joe, God bless Fat Joe, our friend. Fat Joe has taken over Nori's vibe. In terms of never sound like you're on a microphone, sound like you're screaming with no microphone. Yo, welcome to the Fat Joe Show. I just got a question. I got a question, Dr. Fauci. Why the fuck they try?
Wait, was Fauci on Fat Joe Show?
I don't know, but I feel like he would have been if he hasn't.
I saw. All right, hold on. Sorry. 4-2, April 2nd.
All right, what happened on April 2nd?
1991, the great Quavo was born. Happy birthday to Quavo.
Okay.
I heard Quavo was the one who sent a private jet to get Bobby Shmurda from jail.
That is, I believe that is true.
I love stories like that, man. I want to be that guy. I wish I had enough money to be that guy.
I heard that they toured together.
Did they?
Bobby and Rowdy I think opened
for Migos.
For Migos.
I love those fucking stories, man.
Of the remembering, the friendship.
Yeah, and then like looking out like if you got enough like you're getting private jets for chicks or buying out the mall with some chicks or whatever like that
right.
Means something to Bobby. And not even to Bobby, yes, but like it means something to his family. It means something, like when he pulls up, it the I'm sure the dehumanizing tactics of prison, you know, it can't happen for everyone, but if they come home on a private jet, it must give them a feeling of, like, worth. You know what I mean?
Oh, totally. I think it must feel great.
And not the private jet life itself. It's that somebody did that for you.
It's crazy, too. I don't understand, though. When people get out of jail these days who have been, like, rapping for a little while, they get out, people just start handing them stacks of cash. They instantly just have stacks. Yeah. Yo, I work so hard every day.
I know.
I've never had a stack of cash. They instantly have a stack of cash.
I've been trying to figure out, like, how do I hit rock bottom enough to legitimately get some kind of GoFundMe.
That's a good plan.
Because I can't just do it now because I need it, but I don't qualify for it. So I got to hit some kind of such a low where and then I bet you I would get so much money in a GoFundMe.
So by the way, so speaking of this conversation, Syfe, Method Man, like, did an interview this week and people got, like, annoyed that he was saying, like, where do new rappers get all this money from?
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't understand. And right. People were like, oh, you're hating. And he was like, no, I'm legitimately asking.
I'm asking.
So I texted him about this. And Method Man is big on returning texts with a video reply.
Yeah. Remember when I asked you for his number?
Yeah.
And I sent him a text. He sent me back a video.
Yeah, so this is his thing.
Yeah.
All right, so here's what Meth texted me. Tell me if you can hear this. Or here we go.
Yo, I appreciate that, Pete, because people thought I was fucking hating. I wasn't hating. I was asking for information. Like, shit, how y'all do that? Where they do that at? How y'all do that? These kids is like, this nigga pocket watch, all kind of new slang they be using that I can't fucking understand, so I'm not offended. You know, but, you know, it's some crazy shit. Like, why is that hating? Because I want to know how y'all get it? I mean, game recognized game, nigga. Shit, the fuck they talking about?
He said, pocket watch.
So, yeah, I will tell you, though, Syfe, one thing that does miff me, and it's not hate. I'm good. I don't care about money enough to ever, like, hate about money. That's not where my ego problems stem from. But I do see, even, like, the big artists, right, like the Migos.
Yeah.
They'll gift someone a $200,000 car.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I know you're making a lot of money.
Yeah.
But still, how? Unless, is it just a lease? They're not spending that much?
Are you still spending a lot on a lease? It's still a lot.
Like, I just don't understand. Like, it doesn't add up. Even if you have $50 million, right? When Cardi goes on Instagram or whatever and shows that she just bought a $30,000 bag, like, and has a bunch of them.
Yeah.
As much money as you're making, I'm like, this still is fucking stupid. Like, I'm gonna be honest, it's still a lot.
Bro, okay. Think about it like this.
Although I guess the bags hold value, so to something.
Think about the guy who was doing the same thing 5 years ago. Where is he? Where is he?
Who is that guy?
There's so many of them. Who was the guy who had the song "Within the Flick of the Wrist"? Within the Flick of the Wrist. You know what I mean? Where's that guy? Where's OJ the Juice Man? Where's where's the guy that the first song we ever heard Future on wasn't even his song? It was somebody else's song. What was that song? Was it Magic? Magic. Magic. Where's that guy?
I don't know. God, I don't miss those songs.
Where's fucking the Swag Surf guys? You know what I mean? Like, they all balled out and bought chains and cars. Where are they?
Right. No, you're
Where's
right.
all
and
the
listen.
Rapper? Like, there's so many rappers. I could go through my iTunes, go to 2015, and like Future made it, you know. Future made it, Migos made it, they seem to be lasting, you know. There's a couple more, a lot more, but also there's a lot who, like, where are they? Where's Snooty?
Oh, I love Snooty.
Where's Snooty? Where's there's a bunch, man.
What happened to Big Fuck?
Huh?
Big Fuck. You remember Big Fuck?
I don't remember Big Fuck.
Or what about Little Queef?
And I'm not.
Wait. Can I interject for 1 second?
Yes, just why? Interject.
There's now a rapper, a female rapper. Her name is Big Klit, K-L-I-T.
See, I was joking when I said Little Queef, and apparently there is Big Klit. Billy June, that was the best contribution you've ever brought to the show.
Thanks, I guess.
And they're all going to be, you know, they're all going to be online showing their money. And I'm not hating. Do you. Have fun. I'm good with you. I'm just saying.
I'm not hating at all. I'm trying to help.
Just trying to help.
Man, it gets into all right, what whole. Else? Wait, hold on. I want to. Give me 1 second.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. All right. So, Billy June, what can you tell us about Big Klit?
Yo, what's up with your She's snorting very angsty. Today?
She's very angsty.
Is snorting?
Here, I'll show you what she looks like. Her Instagram is Clitoris Maximus.
Okay. All right. This is.
What's happening there. Here?
Here, look at the screen.
I'm good.
Okay. All right. Where's Rob Stone that had that song Chill Bill?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where's fucking Little Uzi Vert still around? Where's the kid who did Millie Rock? Where's, is it 2 Millie? Was that his name? Where's he? Where's Silent Toe? Oh, we know he killed his cousin.
Wait, who was that?
Silent Toe. No, no, it wasn't him. It was the other one. Is it him? Watch him whip. Watch him nay nay. I think he killed his cousin.
Watch me whip, whip. Watch me nay nay. Okay.
Yeah, man. Anyway, sorry. That's my point. Where are these guys? They were all balling out. You know what I mean?
Right. Okay. What else is happening?
Sorry. Quavo birthday, 1967. Happy birthday to Prince Paul. Prince Paul, happy birthday. And 1983, Young Jock was born. Happy birthday to Young Jock.
I don't like about what you just did is you did just give Young Jock and Prince Paul the same. They got the same from you.
You think it should be different?
I think we need a Prince Paul episode, although I believe there's a full Prince Paul podcast coming out.
About Prince Paul?
If it's not already out. Yeah, I believe... a friend of mine, I don't want to blow it up if it's not all fully public. It could already be out. But a friend of mine who's in the comedy world was doing a full podcast where every episode was him interviewing Prince Paul. Yes.
Okay, well, just so you know, that is not going to go as well as you'd like it to, i.e. the wannabe resurgence of Jay-Z.
Well, hold on. First of all, the difference is the podcast would have been received better if we had Jay-Z on every episode.
True.
He has his Jay-Z on every episode.
You're right.
So, Billy June, that was all the hip-hop stuff we have for this week. A lot of great stuff. A lot of good stuff. So next week, we're going to do a mix episode. Little Ski-Lo, Little Quavo, Little Young Jock. We're going to mix it all up.
Was there anything with the Grammys? I didn't hear anything about the Grammys. Was there anything I should know about the Grammys? Was there something? You're still in the world, so you have to talk about these things. I don't know anything.
That was also 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it was 2 weeks. It was 2 weeks ago. Billy June's actually right about that.
Sorry.
Bruno Mars. Sorry, you talk.
Billy June, I want to say what I'm about to say with all due respect. Feels like you've gone over your words limit for today. Billy Seif, I feel like he had, you know, Billy June has 300 words. He's at 320 right now. And now your signal's starting to slow down. It's not working as well anymore. Seif, yesterday, you ever have a day that's just your day?
Not a long time, but go on.
Yesterday was my day, boy.
Go on.
I get out of the house. I'd had an annoying few days, actually, Seif. I did, We called a Yankee game. I was part of the Yankee broadcast with Mike McKay.
I saw that.
Sounds great. Okay. Excited that they had us. We raised over $30,000 for Make-A-Wish. Nice stuff. But we're not calling the game together in the booth at Yankee Stadium or in Tampa. We're in our homes.
Mm-hmm.
They had seven different people throughout that day in seven different locations. And one person had a fuck audio situation. And yeah. Guess who that was?
That was you.
That was me. And I had a thing with them the night before where I got on the line and checked with them. And then I linked up with them the next day, and I was there early like I was told to be. We just couldn't get it going. And as a result, like, it made the whole day really hard. I was on a solid 2 to 2.5 second delay where I would also hear myself on 2 to 2.5 second delay.
Oh, God.
Which you've had that before. It's a nightmare.
Yeah.
It's not like – that doesn't sound like that big a deal. But if you tried talking in sentences in a conversation on broadcast with other people.
If you tried talking in sentences in a conversation with other people.
Exactly. Thank you, Sife. Keep going. This is exactly what it feels like.
Keep calling it. This is exactly what it feels
like. And then you were trying to – that's what it is. It's so hard. It's so hard because you're listening to yourself like that. So that was Wednesday, and that was a pain in the ass. Friday comes around. I finish up work in the morning. No interviews, no fakakta fucking mayoral candidates or random politicians that Ebro wants to talk to about God knows what. I'm just free at 9 o'clock. Boom. I'm packing up Bear. I'm packing up my stuff to go home for Passover. Get on the road at 10. I'm about an hour into my trip, listening to some music, making some phone calls. GPS to make it back to D.C., 1:30. I'll set up when I get home. I'll be comfortably in time for my Michael K. Show meeting, which we have at 2:30. I'll be good. I'm good to go.
Personally, I don't know why you weren't on the road at 9 a.m., but go ahead.
It took me a little longer. My plan was to leave at 9, and I admit I got a little behind getting my stuff together, but I was like, I'm good.
All your shit together the night before.
Should have, didn't. But it's okay, because I still have plenty of time, and an extra hour and a half, I'm good. Saif, I've done this drive home a million times. I know that even – first of all, there's no traffic at that time. When you do the 9:30 to 1:30 trip, you never hit traffic. You cruise right between all of it.
Yeah.
So my mom calls, we're chatting a little bit, and I see the tire pressure alert go on.
Ooh.
Now, this is the most common alert that I get in my 2020 BMW 330i. This is the most common alert, tire pressure.
Hold on. You rolling around in a 2020 BMW?
Is that trash or good?
I mean, anything with 2020 in it has got to be good.
Right? You think so? So it's new. It's pretty new. It's only 2021 right now.
I got a fucking, you know what? GoFundMe / Cypher Sounds 2020 vehicle.
So
okay.
So I'm, the thing goes on, and I go, oh, damn, it says my back rear tire, the level's at 22.
Uh-oh.
That's low.
Yeah, you need a 35.
Need 35, 40. So I go, let me see. And then I go, oh, no, it's not a 22, it's a 21. It's not a 21, it's a 20. It's an 18. It's a 16. This is a problem. So I pull off. Fortunately, I'm approaching exit 2. Now, any of you who know the New Jersey Turnpike knows that when you get down to exits 3, 2, and 1, the gap between exits gets to be like 25, 30 miles.
Yeah.
At the bottom. It's no longer close, the exits. So I'm like, oh, shit, I lucked out. Let me get off here. Boom, gas station right there. I roll up to the gas station. I look at them. I can hear the air coming out.
Wow.
I'm like, shit.
Yeah.
I got to get this patched up. Go up to the guy. I'm like, could you know somewhere I could get this patched up? He goes, oh, yeah, if you go up to the second light, make a right, there's a tire place. Cool, thanks, bruv. I drive slowly. I make it there. I pull in. It's a weird industrial, like, truck tire place. But the guy's like, yo, pull up to the back. Let's see if we can patch up the tire for you. It doesn't look too serious.
That's good.
So, boom, I'm in business, baby. I'm like, I lucked out. I'm going to get this done in 50. I'm going to lose
20. You lucked out that there was a tire spot there. Yeah.
And they just said, yeah, we'll help you out. I'm going to lose 20 minutes. So I'm good. So I go to the – I drive around. I back up. It's kind of weird. I realize this whole place is like the lot. It's a big operation with mad truck tires. Yeah. I don't know what the hell is going on, but a guy comes out. And he's like, let me help you out. He lifts the thing up, blah, blah. I go walk. He goes, you can just hang out. I take Bear for a little walk. He takes a shit. Okay, I'm getting that done. I'm in Thank business.
You. Thank you for telling us that part.
Yeah, well, it's important. And so I come back, and the guy goes.
Did your dog just shit on my lawn?
Yeah. The guy goes, hey, so here's the The tires has a the where the tire has a rip in it. We can't do anything to fix it. We got to get a spare. You have a spare?
Fuck.
I go, well, of course I have a spare.
Yeah, 2020.
2020, baby. Open the trunk. Of course I have mad bullshit in my trunk. Taking all the shit from my trunk, putting it in the car like an asshole. Open it up. No, there's no spare.
No spare.
No, Saif. I don't have spares. You know why? Because I have run flat tires. They don't give you a spare with run flats. And guess what? You can't patch up a run flat tire.
What the fuck is a run flat?
They're supposed to run for up to 50 miles when flat.
Okay.
So they don't give you a spare.
Right.
So I guess the logic is it's enough to, like, save you. If you blow a tire in the middle of the night and you're scared of dying, you don't have to pull over. It'll give you 50 miles to just keep driving.
Right.
But if you need to do more than that, you don't even have the option of a spare tire. You're fucked. That's it. And the run flat tires are more expensive. So the guy's like, now he's like, don't worry, though. You're in luck. There's a Firestone tire place about 10 minutes away. So I go, okay, cool. He goes, only problem is, damn, this 18-wheeler backed you in. I told him not to do this.
Wait, hold on. Can you drive to the Firestone on your flat? Is it flat?
Yes. No, it's the run flat keeps it, so there is still, like, the shape of a tire. I'll make it.
Right.
I'll be okay.
Okay, I get you. So it's some kind of technological design where even when the air is all out.
It's some kind of technological design where if you're a dumb fucking Jew who knows nothing, you'll just pay for whatever they tell you.
You can still drive it.
Yes, I'm sure we'll have listeners who will tell us, like, give us more of an explanation. But I don't. This is how I see it. So the guy puts a little bit of air in it, though, to make sure I get there. And then they have to, like, now keep in mind, Saif, there's not a mask in fucking sight. These people don't know there's a pandemic.
No, not a mask
in sight. Yeah, no. You think the guys in the southern New Jersey, middle of nowhere, tire?
Yeah.
Truck tire center.
Yeah, there's nobody fucking regulating that. There's no mandate.
What?
You have a mask on.
Oh yeah, I have my mask on.
Yeah.
So there's an 18-wheeler blocking me. They can't with no tires on it now. There's no tires on the 18-wheeler. It can't move. But they're able to direct me.
I told them not to do that.
They direct me into a really tight 3-point turn, and I get out. I manage my way out. I go to the tire set to the tire place 10 minutes away. So I'm thinking, if I can get to this spot and they can take me and just throw the tires on, I should still be straight. This shouldn't be that bad because I'm ahead of schedule. I should be fine. So I get there.
You're a delusional person. You're a delusional person.
I get to the place. Now, I call the guy ahead of time.
The moment my tire monitor system rings, I'm texting. Hey, guys, I'm fucked.
I did. I very shortly thereafter hit the I'm fucked text.
Yeah.
But I was like, let me see real quick. So now I call this good, the Firestone place. And I'll tell you right now from the first conversation, this guy didn't have a great sense of urgency when he spoke. It was like, yeah, we got the tires. I said, well, I'm in a bit of a rush. I just wanted to give you a heads up so maybe you could be ready for me when I get there. He goes, we got the tires. I don't know. You know, we got some people ahead of you, but we'll see you when you get here. said, I don't like the casual tone with which you're speaking. So I get there. He comes and looks. He goes, oh, yeah. Oh, these are the run flats? Pff, we may not have these. Goes back inside. Slowly, mind you. Slowly. Goes back inside. Starts typing into his computer. Pulls out a microfiche disc. He's going through the microfiche. Looking up all the Goodyear tires. Oh, yeah. He goes, we got two left on the run flat. I go, perfect. Because, of course, I have to replace both, by the way. Even though only one's fucked up, you have to replace both. Don't get
you
me
do?
Started. I don't. Yeah, because they have to match perfectly. And they don't have the exact match. They have a similar match.
Right. So you got to get the, yeah.
Only $650, that's all. Just $650 bucks. So.
Wait, you couldn't have just thrown a regular tire on there?
No, because then the car doesn't know what's going on. The technology site. There's too much technology in the tires. There's too much. The car's too smart for its own good, this fucking car. So he goes, I got two for $650 bucks. Now, here's the good thing. I'm at a place in my life where I'm not going
to
feel $650.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
I'm good. But at the same time, there's a certain bad part to that, that you could just be like, yeah, yeah, sure, take it. That's a lot of fucking money for
no,
two tires.
No, it's we have, you have it. We have 650. We have it. And it's not going to fuck up everything, but it is a fucking, like a punch. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like 650.
You could do so much good with $650, and now you're just wasting it.
And by good, I mean buy something stupid I want for myself.
Yeah, but also, like, you know, treat your mom to dinner. You know what I mean? Like,
treat your mom to dinner four times.
Yeah, like, and it's like, yeah, it's a fucking
no,
gut
no. That's
punch.
Like, Alex and Jess's bar mitzvah, the bar and bat mitzvah's in 2 weeks. That's yeah. That's like an extravagant gift for one of
yeah,
them.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
wait,
all right,
fucking
cool.
13?
Yeah. No, my nephew's got a full on teenage voice where he's like, so when they were little tiny kids, they would call me Unko Munko. That was my nickname. But now Alex sounds like a little man. So he's like, what's up, Munko? hey, right. Munko. But he's still such a cute kid. They're both such cute kids still, but they're like, yeah, they're teenagers.
It's... Wow, I've known you for a long time. All right, so yeah, go ahead.
So he goes, all right, $650, I got both. And I go, cool, cool, cool. And he goes, so just hang out, you know, 60 to 90 minutes, and you'll be on your way. I was like, no, not 60 to 90 minutes. He goes, you see that there's people ahead of you. Yo, Saif, I look over. There's maybe one car in there and about four Jimbos just walking around like, oh, Friday. Got some cars to work on. But rather than go into New York privilege, media Jew anger mode, I go, they don't give a fuck about your situation. They don't know your situation. Your situation's not more important than anyone else's situation. No. The Michael K. Show is going to fucking survive if you're an hour late. You're not going to get fired. Stop fighting against this day. Just let it let it be.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay. I go outside and Bear and I wandered around. There was a Wendy's off in the distance.
No, come on.
I said, I know what to do. The problem was I couldn't go to the Wendy's because it was drive thru only, and guess what? I didn't have a fucking car. I almost, do you remember the movie Falling Down with Michael Douglas?
Yes.
Yeah, I was right there. But instead of fighting, I just said, it's my day, bro. It's my day. And guess what? I talked to everyone. I told them I'll be there at 4 o'clock. I'll be an hour late, whatever. I used to always start at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Get in the car. I'm all set to arrive at 4 o'clock. All of a sudden, the Google Map shit turns red. Time changes to 4:30. I was like, oh, my day is not over yet. Yo, Scythe, it was some Final Destination shit. I had two moments when I was about to change lanes. You know that moment when you try to change lanes, you realize you almost just killed someone and yourself?
Yep.
Two of those.
Wow.
It was Final Destination yesterday. I just had to survive the day. Survive the day, make it to bed, and advance. And I did. So I'm grateful.
You were being sarcastic.
About which part?
When you started the story of saying you had a great day.
I said, have you ever had a day when it was your day?
But I meant, you meant your day was like a good thing. Like, it's
yeah,
your
like,
day.
Oh, today's my today's day, my baby. Day. No, I meant, oh, today's your day.
Yeah, you're those days.
It was just all day. It was,
yeah.
But Saif, it makes you realize how easily, like, I was struggling to not freak out, honestly. I was struggling to not, like, it wouldn't have been me crying in the car. Like, that wouldn't have been unfounded for how I felt inside.
Yeah.
And I say that to suggest that I'm in therapy endlessly. Shit, I talked to my therapist yesterday. I was calling him in the middle of it because I was supposed to have an appointment with him. If I was, like, worse off in life, I didn't have the 650, my job wasn't going to be okay with me being late.
Yep.
That's how people fucking completely lose their shit.
1,000%, bro. 1,000%.
You're just like, no, this can't be happening. No. And yeah. I get it.
And I think I'm pretty good. I'm almost an expert at going, oh, okay, this is the day, and then just let go.
How many things does it take before you go, all right, this is me, I'm getting it today?
I would have been that way on the first tire thing, on the monitor.
Once the thing starts going down, you're
yeah,
like,
yeah,
oh,
I go,
shit.
Okay, this yeah, it's about to be a wrap. It's about to be a wrap.
It's about to be a wrap.
Yeah, like, thinking, like, you're lucky you made it to the one tire shop place and then got to the other one. You're lucky you made that. I'm like, oh, I'm about to sit on, like, I'm looking at the gas because I'm going to sit on the side of this road until a tow truck comes, which is going to be about 2.5-3 hours.
Right. That's
and I'm
true.
Like, this is how I start dealing with it lately. And mind you, this is new Saif. I go, oh, what can I watch? Like, I'm about
that's
to watch something
idea.
On my phone.
That's
because
really
it's over. It's
thought.
Over. The shit is over, bro. The shit that has to go on in order to get this fixed, whatever. Like, it's. I'm gonna watch something on Netflix.
Well, and you know, when the days when I'm sure you have the days when I catch this the most, and I said this to my girl yesterday. I said, listen, I'm upset, but I've done a lot of traveling over the pandemic relative to most people, and most everything's been smooth. Because those days when you're like, your car is late, then the flight's late, then you sit on the tarmac for 90 minutes.
Yeah.
It happens during travel a lot. Then you get to the airport, to the rental car place, and the line is all, yo, a rental car line. There's no line that's worse, Saif, because, and the rental car line, the people who don't normally rent cars, it takes them like 20 minutes once they get up to the person.
When you're on the rental car line and you hear somebody in the that makes it to the counter and they start small talking, now that's rage. That's when I'm like, bro, get your car and get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here.
All right, guys, we love you. I don't know. I got to tell you, Saif, I think I'll need some feedback from people to know, can we start doing episodes like this once in a while? Is this okay?
What do you mean? These are the episodes.
Are they, though? Because we've been really good about kind of keeping hip-hop and themes. We haven't done a lot of fuck-off nothing episodes.
I was talking to a friend of mine who is not a fan of the podcast, and she said, what do you guys talk about?
You say it like she hates it.
She hates, like, me doing it. Like, she's like, what are you doing on Saturdays?
Okay, got it. Okay.
She's not a fan. She goes, what is this? What do you guys talk about? I said, well, today we're going to be talking about hip-hop birthdays that Billy June sent us. But it's not about the birthdays, because you can Google the birthdays. It's about hearing us talk about it. And people like that. And we appreciate it. There's a guy who said to me the other day, been a fan since day one. The last episode, the little stuff you said at the end, the little motivational shit really helped me get going. I'm going to hit that Patreon for you. I said, thanks. Your $5 means a lot.
Billy June just texted us. I didn't look at it because I hate him. What did he say?
Oh, Billy June. Okay, we got to get the fuck
out
of here.
Oh, don't forget about listener emails.
Yeah, we did forget about that.
We did already. Will you look and see if anything's worthwhile there, Sife?
All right,
I got to pay the $35 for this.
All right. I can't believe you're doing your travel while we're doing the fucking show. What up, Sife, Rosenberg, Billy June? First of all, I want to mention how great of a segment interview it was with Daisha. Is that how you pronounce her name? Fife's wife?
Daisha.
Daisha, Rasta Root, and Redman. It was heartfelt, honest, and uplifting to hear three individuals who had separate personal relationships with Fife. True. Very amazing. Come together. Should this be the Patreon? Should we just do this on Patreon?
Billy June could maybe figure that out. I feel like that makes sense.
Yeah, who had separate personal relationships with Fife come together and exchange anecdotes and describe parts of his life that we may not all have been privy to prior to his passing. I agree. As a fan of Fife, A Tribe Called Quest, Redman, and obviously yourselves, it was a deeper episode to enjoy. Thank you for that. Awesome, man. The last 15 minutes of reflection was also a small change of pace, but clearly needed for the two of you. Okay, that sounded like a jab. I feel as though it was a great way for you two to humanize yourselves to the listeners even more so than you have in the past. But all, yeah, that's true, because the way we used to humanize ourselves was having disgusting girl cat fights with each other.
Yeah, that too.
Humanize yourselves to the listeners even more so than you have in the past. But also a way to remove some of that energy. Also to remove some of that energy in a positive space. Although not what I was expecting to close out the episode, it oddly felt fitting nonetheless. So much so it compelled me to write an email. Awesome email, man. Thank you so much, Irwin V. Ray.
I mean, it was a bit long-winded, but I appreciate it.
They all are long-winded.
Really? Yeah. They're all long-winded? Yeah, all right, give us a couple more.
They're all long. That means we touched on something.
All right, well, guys, listen, that's going to do it for this week's episode. If you want to hear more bullshit from us, including listener emails, go sign up for Patreon, because we're going to give you a little bit more action right now. But we'll catch you next week, and I love you.
My kids are hungry.
Yeah, and Sife's kids are hungry.
They're hungry. I used up all the money to steal the vaccine from an eligible elderly person.
By the way, I need money. My BMW has run flat tires. I spent $600 on tires. Please, please give me money.
Please help me.
Please help me. I have nothing except expensive tires.
I can't eat run flat. Maybe regular tires I could have took a bite out of, but run flat.
No one can eat a run flat tire. All right, we love you. Go sign up for Patreon and support the show and listen to some emails.
Thank you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere.
acast.com.